friends. As you already know, as you've just heard, we are dealing in this present short series of lectures with the subject of the meaning of conversion in Buddhism. And as you've also already heard, today, this evening, we shall be considering this subject in terms of what is called in Buddhist thought and Buddhist spiritual practice, stream entry. Those of you who were here last week, last Sunday, may remember that on that occasion, in that lecture, the subject of the meaning of conversion in Buddhism was discussed in terms of going for refuge. Going for refuge, that is, to what we call, or what we know in Buddhism as the three jewels. That is to say, the Buddha, the enlightened teacher, the Dharma, the teaching, the way, the path leading to enlightenment, and the Sangha, the community of those dedicated to the treading of that path and the realization of that goal. Now, in the course of last week's lecture, we saw that going for refuge represents, in very broad terms, as we may say, a kind of general reorientation of our lives, a reorientation away from mundane in the direction of spiritual values. And we saw further that these values are represented by, or better still, embodied in these three jewels or three refuges. We saw also that going for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha represents the experience, or if you like, the phenomenon of what we may call conversion to Buddhism. When you take the three refuges, or when you go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, that is synonymous with becoming, not only in a socio-ecclesiastical sense, but in a more deeply spiritual sense, a Buddhist, a follower of the Enlightened One. Now, so much we saw last week. But this is by no means all. We may say that even a general reorientation of our lives in the direction of the spiritual values represented by the three jewels or the three refuges is not enough. Even last week we saw that it isn't sufficient simply to go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, simply in the sense of turning towards them or adverting to them. We must go further than that, and we must permanently transform ourselves into the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. It isn't sufficient to go for refuge to the three jewels. We must ourselves become the three jewels. That was the note, so far as I remember, on which we ended last week's lecture. It isn't enough that we should merely reorient, but there must be what we may call a permanent shift of the center of gravity of our being. A shift of the center of gravity of our being from the conditioned to the unconditioned, or in simpler language, from the world to nirvana. There must be a sort of switch over from what we call the round of existence to what we call the spiral. And it's this that we mean when we speak in terms of stream entry. Now we may say that going for refuge constitutes conversion to Buddhism in the widest sense. But stream entry, on the other hand, constitutes something more, something deeper. Stream entry, we may say, constitutes conversion not just to Buddhism, but conversion, as it were, within Buddhism. In other words, it represents a point of permanent transition from a conditioned to an unconditioned mode of existence. Now, in order to throw some light on that statement, let us just go back a little and elucidate. We're having to cover ground which has been covered to some extent in previous lectures, beginning with those given at the summer school last year, which a few of you must have heard, and continued intermittently throughout other lectures in the course of this year. The point that we have to try to understand initially is, what do we mean by the round, and what do we mean by the spiral? In my notes I've got these words with capital letters, capital R, capital S, to indicate that it's something important, the round and the spiral. Now, what do we mean by these two terms? What do they signify? Now, to understand this, or even to get just a glimpse of this, we have to go back 2,500 years, back to the foot of the Bodhi tree, back, in other words, to the Buddha's enlightenment, the Buddha's supreme enlightenment, complete or perfect enlightenment, incomparable enlightenment, as it's also called, in other words, the Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi.